esteemed editor, Judith Jones, has always been about the process of discovery. Her debut in the literary world is legendary. As a young editor in Paris for Doubleday after the war, she picked up a rejected manuscript from the pile. It was the diary of Anne Frank.
I looked at that face and I started to read, and I read all afternoon with the tears coming down my face. And when my boss got back, it was evening by then. He said, "What are you doing still here?" And I said, "Yes, we have to have this book." He said, "What, that book by that kid?"
I mean, wow, Anne Frank's diary was just sitting there sort of in the discard pile of manuscripts.
That's right. And so,
what made you pick it up that day?
I was writing rejection letters. I suppose I was about to put it in an envelope, and I looked at that face, and I couldn't put it in an envelope.
We didn't find Judith Jones, a senior editor at Knopf, in her New York office. She was in Washington to demonstrate bread baking for children at Martha's Table, an after-school program for disadvantaged kids. Jones has become an editor of literary icons, John Updike, John Hersey, Anne Tyler. She discovered Julia Child, who her superiors had deemed too difficult for American cooks. She never lost her interest in children and wonder. And when she married, she and her husband would bake bread with her stepdaughter. That led to the reissue of her book this year, Knead It, Punch It, Bake It, a book for children who respond to the playful nature of making bread.
Bread is magical. I think it's more magical than any kind of cooking. You take something like yeast, which is dehydrated, it's kind of gone to sleep. You put warm water in it, it starts bubbling up. And then when you knead it into the flour, it starts eating into the flour and little gases are produced. And you put your dough to sleep, put a little cover over, come back an hour and a half later, it's tripled in size.
Yes.
I can remember the first time I did it with my great-grandson. A few Sundays ago before Thanksgiving, I have some of his shapes.
How old is he?
3 and a half. Mm-hmm. And he just said afterwards, "You know, I'm a baker."
I'm a baker?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And
he has more confidence
than
I do.
Yeah.
I think
you see, children don't have the hang-ups that grown-ups have. They're not afraid of anything.
Well, maybe it's time to get over. I see the kids
are filtering
in from after school. It's 3:45. Why don't we go over and we'll let you work your magic.
See if I can.
Knead it, punching it, and baking it.
This is quite a room full of kids.
Yes, it is. The room starts buzzing with dozens of children. Tiny ones, tall ones, giggling, running, shuffling into place at tables and chairs. The children crowd around Judith Jones. 60 pairs of eyes turn toward her. It's a daunting audience, but somehow they all fall silent.
Hello. I am Judith Jones, and I have done a book for bread making for children. You can let your parents do it with you if you want, but it's really written for you. What we're going to do, I want to show you the basics first of making any bread and what the secret is to it. You always have to have something that makes bread rise. And in this little package, there's a magic called yeast.
She sticks her fingers into lumpen mounds of yeast, making the process logical, but never talking down to the children. So captivated, you'd think bread dough was the latest in kid entertainment.
And you bring it back to life by just putting it in some warm water and stir it around with my finger. Always use your very, very clean fingers because you feel things as you go. It should be really smooth. And only your fingers can tell you. Your eye's not going to tell you. And we put various ingredients in. Some milk for liquid. And we just give that a good mix. Who'd like to come mix?
Suddenly, the room is a forest of hands. For these children at Martha's Table, there isn't one child out of 60 who isn't aching to try kneading the dough.
And push it and pull it. And push it, and pull it. And you can be rough with it. I mean, if you wanted to, you could throw this around like a football. But it would be pretty messy. I think we better not do that today. Okay, let's have your hands. Put your hands in the flour.
Knead it like this.
This is known as kneading. Yep,
How's it
you
feel?
Give it a turn.
Squishy.
Yeah? Squishy. Feels sort of alive, doesn't it? Bounces back at you.
All right.
Punching down the dough is terrific. Afterwards, bowls of soft, sweet dough are handed round, and every child gets a piece to shape into a cartoonish dragon or spaceship. Raisins become eyes, noodles become hair, and of course, the most important touch of all, the child's imagination.
Yeah. Oh.
So, Brandon, what did you come up with there?
A rat.
A rat? Oh, scary looking. It's a very scary looking rat. Oh, you made a nest with yours. A masterpiece.
What is it?
It is a masterpiece.
Well,
mine is a doggy.
Mine is a bowl with kind of
Don't be afraid to be rough.
Mine is me with my noodle hair and my sunglasses.
Judith, can we get you to tell us how you thought that this first class in bread making went for this big group here at Martha's Table, this group of 60 kids?
Well, I think they all had a good time. I'm just interested now in getting children started cooking because I think so few of their parents just aren't cooking much today. And I think we're losing something very, very precious. I mean, that sense of connection with the earth and where things come from, not everything comes out of a package. I think if we reach the children, maybe they'll help lead us back into the kitchen. Yeah. Say, Mom, I want to make bread.
Judith Jones, co-author of Knead It, Punch It, Bake It, the ultimate bread baking book for parents and kids at Martha's Table in Washington, D.C. Here at NPR, we have our own brand new baker. When 10-year-old Lindsay Henderson got hold of the book, she couldn't wait to get home and try it. Her mom told us Lindsay was dying to write a letter to Judith Jones to thank her, so we asked her to share it with us.
December 3rd, 1998. Dear Miss Jones, I have used your book 2 times now, and I love it. I have learned a lot from this cool book. I have made it my personal cookbook. My mother has hers, and now I have my own. My mother was making chili one day, and I saw the opportunity to ask her to let me try one of your recipes. Out of the cabinet, I pulled down the mixing bowl, measuring cup, and placed all the ingredients on the counter. I measured and mixed everything by myself. One of the coolest parts was when it came time to knead the bread. This seemed to take forever, but my mother didn't fuss about the flour on the counter. That was great. The second coolest thing was punching down the dough. The dough rose so high that it looked like a full moon. Next came the baking, then the eating. My father was the first person to taste my bread. He loved it. He can believe that I had baked it by myself. Miss Jones, have a nice, wonderful Christmas. I know I will. Sincerely, Lindsay Henderson, the newest baker in my family.